We're joined in the media center by number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Clay Milliken, with his crew chief, Mike Klober. Clay, your run of yesterday during Q1 of 3.749 at 325.30 miles per hour held strong yesterday and today. Not only is this your first number one of the year, but this is your first number one with Mike. Can you guys talk about what that does for your confidence?
Well, to be honest with you, I said, you know, Mike's the one that really qualified number one, so I'm going to let him answer that question. What's it do for your confidence?
Well, it's nice because that was our opening run. So all the work you do prior to the event to prepare your setup and think about the possible conditions as you get closer to the race, you watch the weather. And, you know, I'm in my motorhome, so I was here at the track on Tuesday watching them work on it. So planning, it's nice to know that what you thought would work best and overcome the problems from the previous race. So all that came together on that run. So that was really rewarding to know you got it right. And then, of course, everybody wants to know about us pulling out a line Friday night. And the reason we pulled out a line is it wouldn't have helped us any. It wouldn't have given us setup information for the conditions that we're going to race in, qualify in today and racing in tomorrow. So it really didn't serve a point. We would have liked to have gone out and laid one down, but it was going to be counterproductive to our goal of trying to win this race.
Clay, talk about what it feels like to have him in your corner.
Well, the most awesome thing about it was, for me, it was no learning process. I mean, I've told y'all this before. The first time that we started the car and I rolled into the beams at Phoenix, I just started smiling. I'm like, hey, I've done this thousands of times, you know, so it was no learning curve. He understands the gibberish that I try to explain what I felt, and he knows what it means. And, you know, from day one, everything that I do about it, you know, with a Top Fuel car, whether it's how many pairs of socks I wear to how many gloves I wear, he taught me. And he's said this 100 times or more. The only thing I've ever staged is my foot, but he also is a great Top Fuel teacher. He's just a great teacher, period, because the things I've done from pedaling to the safety gear I wear, you know, it all come from him. He's like, you're brand new and you're going to learn the right way, maybe the hard way, but you're going to learn it from the get-go. I mean, we don't really use a throttle stop. We don't use a pedal stop on the clutch, so I actually get to drive the car. And, you know, that's the way he taught me. And so, you know, coming back in, I think for Mike, he's like, hey, you've learned some new tricks, you know, and all of them not necessarily good, but some are, you know. So just some of the things I'm doing, he's like, don't do it that way. Do it the way we used to. And then there's some things he's like, I like how you're doing that, you know. So for me, it's been awesome. Nothing but positive, for sure.
Can you talk about the dynamic with your team? Because I know you also have a new team this year. What's that dynamic like in the pits?
Well, I mean, you know, we certainly, you know, it's all brand new guys, you know, every one of them. And, you know, it was bumpy at, you know, Phoenix testing the first couple races, and we're like, oh, it'll get better. And then the next thing you know, this guy's got us going to the final round, and so they had to hop right in the fire and get the car serviced quickly. And we've got a good group over there, and I mean, there's a couple guys that they come in and kind of saved our bacon, and they kind of picked up the ones that didn't have any experience, and they had experience. And you know, it's really turning into a top-notch team. It really is. I mean, they just keep getting better and better and better. They really do.
One more. I know we've had three drivers start from the number one spot and then go on and win so far this year. So does that give you any more confidence for tomorrow?
Well, from a guy that qualified number one 12 times last year and won twice, qualifying number one don't mean you're going to win. I can tell you that. I mean, Mike said, how much does that pay? And I'm like, zero. And he's like, well, we got to turn on wind lights, you know. So that's our game plan, you know. No matter, back to, you know, pulling out a line last night, we didn't expect to stay number one, and we would have run if we had fell past the fifth position, because our goal is to turn on the wind lights, you know. Qualify number one, yes, you get some points from that and that sort of thing, but he's a racer, and that's what he has said. He's like, you know, this car's, you know, made all these number one qualifiers, but our goal is to consistently go down the racetrack and turn on wind lights. And I'm not going to lie, qualifying number one is pretty cool, because we did it a lot on the IHRA side, and I think this is our first one on the NHRA side. I'm pretty sure.
Yep. It is.
Together.
Yep. Yeah. We've been close. I think we've been second a couple times.
Yeah. I remember once in Pomona, Dougie knocked us out. We were number one until the last session. I almost drove into his lane, because I'm like, I'm on a good run, and he was driving away from me, and I'm like, where is he going? So I thought it must have been better over there. I almost actually drove over in his lane. And Mike's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, we were on a good run, and he was driving away from me, you know, and that was years ago. But anyway.
Anything else? Yeah. first run today, you didn't get down the track. Two-part question. Was that exploring the limits, or was that a problem? And second, how do you rank your Q4 against everybody else who got down the track, some of them quicker than you?
Good question for Mike.
Maybe a touch of overconfidence and not measuring the racetrack well enough. So we were dead set on making it go down the racetrack on the last run, regardless of what it ran. I think we were third quick that session. So I think anytime you're in the top three, you earn a little bit of respect from all the guys. And that's a competitive time for tomorrow.
Right.
And now we've had a chance to look at the run. We're like, oh, we should have and could have. And, oh, and, well, oh, 82 is not so bad. Or it was 81. No, 82. 82 and 0. So, that wasn't all bad for all the things we did wrong on that run or could have done differently or better that we'll be able to bring to the party tomorrow. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.